Prime ministers
and presidents
may come and go, but the certainty of exemplary entertainment on the Midweek Drive
and the Midweek Drive Morning Edition
remains.
The corners of my mind, misty water, color memories of the way we were.
Scattered pictures of the smiles we left. Smiles we gave to one another for the way we were. Can it be
that it was all so simple then?
Oh. Has time rewritten it?
Chance to do it all again. Just tell me,
would we, oh, could we,
memories
may be beautiful and yet
so many memories too painful to
exciting time. What a really exciting time to actually welcome a brand new, sparklingly wonderful audio program to both Southside Broadcasting and Siren Radio. In keeping with the tradition of sound and vision packages we've put together, we are just launching the awesome Sarah Huntley's Sound and Sarah's Vision. Welcome, Sarah, to your show.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you very much.
Now, we've just come in with your first choice of music because, as we'll explain to the listener, what we're doing over the next few weeks will be running a range of things, and months, I would hope, actually, because it's going to be a monthly special, in which the music is all selected by your good self. And it kind of ties in with experiences you've had as an actress, as a drama tutor, as a voice coach, all of those things that you put together, possibly even as a mum, as a wife, all sorts of other things. So a kind of life reflection process. And we'll be working through those processes. But of course, the honour of the first Sarah Huntley piece of music went to what we've just heard, Barbara Streisand, from, of course, the movie with herself, Barbara Streisand, and Robert Redford. Music by, I believe, Marvin Hamlisch, The Way We Were. Why, Sarah? What was your rationale?
Well, this is very much associated with my father, who was very good at coming to see me in all my things that I used to do, and I still do a bit now. And he said, well, I do love coming to see you in all these theatre plays, but of course, what you've got to understand, Jojo, that's his name for me, is I'm a cinema man myself. And so this is really to do with my father, who adored this film The Way We Were. And so much so that anyone that's seen it will know what I'm talking about. And anyone that hasn't seen it should watch it. And there's a particular line in The Way We Were right at the end, and I won't spoil it if you haven't seen it, but it's a really good film, where Robert Redford meets up with Barbara Streisand many, many, many years later. And there's so much unsaid that the music says in the song. And there's a whole gamut of stuff that they want to say, that she then comes out with the line, and the opportunity is to say, how's your life gone? How's your life gone? And all she says is, she has your eyes, because they had a daughter and he hasn't seen the daughter. She has your eyes. And I won't say any more, because I think if you haven't seen it, you should watch it. It's the most beautiful film. Obviously, as a teenager, I had a terrible crush on Robert Redford. But I just think it's a marvellous film, quite magical. And it has the pathos, I think, of happy and sad all at the same time. And as we move forward in our lives, so much of us is what makes us with our history of what's gone before. And they had to be brave and move forward. It's very, very moving.
And actually very current political aspects as well, because it takes us back to the fear of communism, the fear of socialism, the lives that they actually had as students, as undergraduates, and of course, how life sometimes happens to us, in the words of John Lennon, whilst we're busy making other plans.
Yes, because it also covers, without giving away any of the plot, the other theme going on is McCarthyism and the witch hunts that were going on. And it also covers, it's awful to say, but back in the 70s, how it was still very difficult for somebody from one culture to be with somebody else from another culture. And the combination...
Hugely, hugely so. That's a whole new world for a whole new time and a whole new place. They may not have had pandemics back in the 70s, but they did have challenges with respect to relations between human beings. 'Twas ever thus. We now move on, of course, to your next choice of music, which we're just about to hit the play button on. Yes, literally, fingers poised over that button as we take those two classic wartime heroes who were responsible for probably keeping our British end up, in a morale-speaking way at least, Flanagan and Allen. Why have you gone for Underneath the Arches?
Oh, I just love Bud Flanagan. I think their voices, both of them, evoke a bit of London that makes you feel secure and happy, and that even in the worst times, everything's going to be okay, particularly at the moment. And I think possibly, I mean, I've been singing this quite a lot to myself in the last couple of months, because it makes me feel jolly and optimistic, and that you'll overcome whatever. And probably a deeper meaning from this song is, it doesn't matter what your wealth is, your money wealth. It matters what your wealth in your life of your friendships and your love is. And actually, sometimes when you look back, your happiest times are when you've had the least amount of financial money in the world, and you wish you could just step back into those times and when things seemed a bit simpler, really. That's why. But underneath the arches, I think, is nostalgic. I'm a bit of a nostalgic romantic girl. I can be quite feisty. And I always play different songs to put me into different moods in order to cope with what's going on. But this one, it makes you feel that it's all going to be all right. It's all going to be all right. That's why I chose Underneath the Arches. Life affirming.
They can keep. There's only one place that we know, and that is where we sleep. Underneath the arches, we dream our dreams of bom bom bo da bi do. Underneath the bom bom bo di da bo, on cobblestones we long da bo 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 bo. Back to back we body ba bo 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 di do. Tired out and bo-bo-do-bo-bo-de-do. Sorry when the daylight comes creeping, heralding the dawn. Sleeping when it's raining, and sleeping when it's fine. Trains rattling by, ba-bo-bo-da-be-da-bo. Pavement is a be-a-yellow. Without a sheet we lay. Underneath the arches, we dream our dreams away.
We're moving on. You're listening to Sand and Sarah's Vision with respect to an awesome new series that we're producing for Siren Radio and Southside Broadcasting. You can access it on podcast as well. You may well be listening to it via podcast. We're using that mystical, wonderful mechanism called Zoom to actually record this because that's what we do in the 21st century's third decade. It's marvellous. Sarah, we've already taken us through Barbara Streisand and duet, in which case, obviously, The Way We Were, Flanagan and Allen, Underneath the Arches. Personally, I probably would have gone for Run, Rabbit, Run, but never mind. That's a different line entirely. Always felt sorry for the rabbit, but what the hey. Next up, of course, that graduate of the Sunderland School of Arts, I believe, or indeed School of Fine Art. I think he was there before Sunderland University became a polytechnic, reading his artistic degrees and temperaments, as indeed many popular people did, like David Bowie, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, etc. And they went to art college and effectively they didn't study what the government wanted to do, which was mathematics or engineering, etc. They went down the line of the arts. And who would have thought that these foolish things would have led to Brian Ferry, our very own northeastern soul, performing in his own unique way this little classic interpretation of, I believe, an original Cole Porter number. Is that right?
It is indeed, yes. Well, you asked me about this one, Alex, and I think this is one of the sexiest songs that you can listen to. Because, as you say, It comes from an older version, which is quite wonderful too. But there's something quite I probably can't say some of the words I was going to say, they'd be too rude. But there's something very, very sensual about the way Brian Ferry sings this. And it's a yearning. And when you listen to it, these foolish things. And that, I think what's so tantalizing about it is that a smell, gardenia perfume he mentions, or little things remind you, and something you can smell, some perfume or aftershave, or he talks about lipstick's traces. And I think we've all been to that place where you haven't washed that coffee cup for years. And it's the magic, and also the naughty magic it has over you to perhaps do things that you shouldn't. And if you're going to be naughty in love, I think this is a song to listen to. And being 57 now, I think this will still make me feel quite, even when I'm in my old people's home. Oh. I just think it's a wonderful song. I think it's terribly romantic, sexy, quite horny, really. I just think it's a wonderful song. And I think Brian Ferry is pretty gorgeous.
Interesting. You see, I've never been able to get out of my mind the spitting image incarnation of Brian Ferry with lashings and lashings of oil slick hair whipping back on a regular basis with his but, you know, each to their own is all I can say. Each to their own. It is your show. So there we are. These foolish things remind me of you.
Alexis, I challenge you now. I'm sure the listeners would like to know, what is your female equivalent of Brian Ferry then? What would be your song?
Probably Amoureuse by Kiki D. Or Olivia Newton-John. Either of those two would work.
Right.
I shall say no more. It's your show, Sarah. Up next, after Brian Ferry, a new feature, brand new show, of course, for a new feature, with Sarah's presentational tip of the month.
Oh, will you never let me be? Oh, will you never set me free? The ties that bound us are still around us. There's no escape that I can see. And still those little things remain that bring me happiness or pain. A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I somehow knew that this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer. A telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. Gardenia perfume lingering on a pillow, while strawberries only 7 francs a kilo. And still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. The park at evening when the bell has sounded, the Ile-de-France with all the girls around it. The beauty that is spring. These foolish things remind me of you. I know that this was bound to be. These things have haunted me, for you've entirely enchanted me. The sigh of midnight trains in empty stations, silk stockings thrown aside, dance invitations. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. First daffodils and long excited cables, and candlelight on little corner tables. And still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. The smile of Garbo and the scent of roses, the waiter's whistling as the last bar closes. The song that Crosby sings. These foolish things remind me of you. How strange, how sweet to find you still. These things are dear to me that seem to bring you so near to me. The scent of smoldering leaves, the wail of steamers, two lovers on the street who walk like dreamers. Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you, just you.
My presentational tip of the month, and you have to be careful how you say that, is when you're in an interview or when you're having a conversation and when you're very animated about it and very excited, I always in my life have had a tendency to talk much too quickly. And when you do that, although it shows enthusiasm, it can sometimes come across that you're a little bit unsure or a bit lightheaded or a bit dippy.
Or you've been listening to too much Brian Ferry.
Oh, yes, yes, I haven't quite gone. Well, this is what's so important, that you never listen to the wrong track before what you're trying to do. I mean, if you're going to ask the boss for a wage, you probably should have been listening to the Rolling Stones' I Can't Get No Satisfaction. But you wouldn't...
And not Ruby Tuesday.
No, actually. We could go on at length like this. And definitely not Brian Ferry. You can't go wafting in going, oh, go on, give me a raise.
I don't know, Virginia Plain might have some possibilities.
Well, maybe that would work, depending on the boss, of course. But the biggest tip, and I have to be careful how I say that I've had, is when somebody asks you a question, is not to launch straight in, even if you know exactly what you want to say, is always to have a couple of beats, a pause, and then come back. And I work quite a lot with people with interviews and styles. I love doing it. And obviously, I have to try and practice what I preach, but it does make a tremendous difference when you watch back, when you film someone doing this. If you just have those couple of beats, it gives the person answering much more strength, much more magnetism, and it also looks as if they're terribly sure of their subject. Also, the other way round, if someone asks you a question and you think, oh no, that's the question I didn't want them to ask me, or I'm not sure how I'm going to phrase this, or I don't know.
Sarah, why not just do what the Prime Minister does and says, that's a very interesting question, to the person who's actually asked it. Well said.
Yes, well, lots of people do that and they ask another question back, don't they? In order to... No, but I think what Boris does is... I'm not doing a very good... He does worse than that. He does exactly what you shouldn't do. He asks another question, which, you know, gives you some time. But then you've asked something, and you get...
I got chills there, Sarah. I thought you'd actually just vanished and we'd been replaced by the Prime Minister. It was almost as though...
And then they'll come up with something stupid like, hand washing on the line, we'll all be fine. And you think, well, what the hell is that all about? But consequently, what I was going to say was, if you're not sure, that's another good thing to have a pause, because it just gives your time for your brain to regroup and come back, and even come back clearly with, could you just explain that a little further, or could you elaborate on that, which gives you more strength back than rather than just blustering, you're not quite sure, and oh God, could you say it again, I don't know. So that would be my tip, because it also, it gives you time to process how you're going to come back with an answer, even if you know.
La mer qu'on voit danser le long des golfes clairs a des reflets d'argent. La mer, des reflets changeants sous la pluie. La mer qu'au ciel d'été confond des blancs moutons avec les anges si purs. La mer, bergère d'azur infinie. Voyez près des étangs ces grands roseaux mouillés. Voyez ces oiseaux blancs et ces maisons rouillées. La mer les a bercés le long des golfes clairs et d'une chanson d'amour. La mer a bercé mon cœur pour la vie. La mer qu'on voit danser le long des golfes clairs a des reflets d'argent. La mer des reflets changeants sous la pluie. La mer au ciel d'été confond ces blancs moutons avec les anges si purs. La mer, bergère d'azur infinie. Voyez près des étangs ces grands roseaux mouillés. Voyez les oiseaux blancs et ces maisons rouillées. La mer, elle les a bercés le long des golfes clairs et d'une chanson d'amour. La mer a bercé mon cœur pour la vie.
And we continue ever onwards with respect to Sound and Sarah's vision, SAS. V, it's like, who dares wins? She dares. Of course, she always wins. You can tell, Sarah, I'm working on various jingles and idents. I've already set a few voiceover professional folk to actually get to work on this, so it will be manifesting themselves as the series proceeds. But we've just actually been listening to Charles Trenet and La Mer, working through the whole world of this. I mean, again, a great French artiste, and something which, again, I know you're quite a fan of Monsieur Trenet.
Oh, I adore him. I really do. And I defy anyone not to listen to La Mer and not to see the sparkling sea. I love the sea. I absolutely adore the sea. that's one of the saddest things for me in lockdown, not being able to see the sea quite so much as I normally do. But
when just put it on your computer screen as a screensaver, Sarah. That's what you do these days.
It's such a, you see that I love it when you look at the sea. I love the sea because it changes all the time. But this to me, when I hear this song, it's a sparkling summer's day and the sea is just twinkling. And it's got that very, he's got a beautiful voice and the French quality to it gives it a chicness. And I imagine everybody to be sauntering around in very 1930s outfits, slim and slinky. And you can smell the sea in this. You can smell that lovely, I just think it's very evocative and uplifting. Terribly, terribly uplifting. So why I'm so excited to be doing this program with you, Alex, is for years, I've always thought I love Desert Island Discs. And I also love when people are asked why a particular tune, if they had to have one tune. And when you asked me about this, I wrote you a list of about 25 songs because I just can't ever.
It's always got to have confidence that the series is going to expand, Sarah. That's important.
I hope so. But I think everyone's the same. But one of the things I'd really like to develop is I think it would be very useful in life for people to have a dictionary inside their head of tunes that they play when they find themselves in certain situations. And I suppose this is coming from me being an actress, but like I was laughing and saying...
Didn't people used to have that with an iPlayer? Or an iPod?
Yeah, if you've got it inside your head, and sometimes when you're in the most boring, and that's right, a lot of life's very boring, and if you just play a sort of slightly fun, or it jolts you into a different way of feeling in the day. It's like when they say, smile if you don't even feel like smiling, because actually you'll probably get a smile back from somebody else. And it takes you to another place. And I think music's so important. So if we all had at least 20 songs that we had when we knew that you were having something to encounter that was tricky, difficult, or something, I mean, one of the things I didn't realise quite, and perhaps we don't want to know this, but doctors, when they're in very intense operations, one of the things they do is to choose what music they're going to listen to. And according to the type of person, they might be listening to Black Sabbath or something while they're doing a heart operation. But crumbs, if that's going to get you through the operation, let put more Black Sabbath on. But I do think that all of us, if you really think about it, have got tunes that will really help through that situation. And La Mer is a very positive, uplifting, upbeat, happy song, and makes me feel that I'm breathing fresh air, not just fresh air, but fresh air literally in a cathartic way of life. That's why I love La Mer.
And I'll just put in a slight caveat that if you are actually in a socially distant situation where you're actually wearing a mask, just actually paint a smile on your mask and it looks as though you've got a rictus grin. So that's important. So we've listened to, obviously, to La Mer. We just heard the lines from that point of view. Upcoming in Sarah's next choice, and we're zooming through them, of course, quite literally, no pun intended, is Thank You for the Days, Kirsty MacColl. Specifically Days, Kirsty, who sadly left us far too an earlier time in her career. But are you a keen Kirsty MacColl fan, or is it just a case of you like the sentiments of the music?
I'm a keen Kirsty MacColl fan. I think she's a marvellous voice. Absolutely marvellous. And the Kinks also recorded Thank You for the Days as well. I love the Kinks. This, to me, probably is one of my most emotional. Sometimes in life, you just have a Kodak moment of, well, it couldn't get much better than this. And you're aware that you're experiencing a very special time that might not come again. And this for me was when I was driving through fields going through fields in Cornwall, and the sun was setting and it had been the most beautiful summer's day. And you just saw greenery everywhere. And it was beautiful. It was it's the best kind of summer's evening. And I was driving in a Saab car that we had at the time with an open roof on my own, and this came on. And I thought, well, it doesn't really get much better than this. And I will always remember this. And I don't know why that stayed with me, but that was the song that was playing at the time. And I thought, actually, being all actressy, if you were making a film and if the subtitles were coming up now, that's what I'd have. I'd have this piece of music. And as you say, I'm a great fan of Kirsty. I was so shocked. I can still remember the day when it was reported that she'd had that terrible accident. She wasn't with us anymore. And of course, she wrote a lot of her own songs, as we all know as well. But Thank You for the Days is a wonderful song. And probably that's probably one of the songs I would have to send me out of this life. Thank You for the Days. Thank You for the Days.
Thank you for the days, those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days. I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light that lights on you, believe me. And though you're single day, believe me. Days I remember all my life. Days when you can't see wrong from right. You took my life, but then I knew that very soon you'd leave me. But it's alright, now I'm not frightened of this world, believe me. I wish today could be tomorrow. The night is long, it just brings sorrow. Let it wait. Shines on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me.
Bye. is half as nice as heaven that you take me to.
And so we move on. You're listening to Sound and Sarah's Vision on Siren Radio. Amen Corner, way back in the 60s. Bend me, shape me. No, that's not the line they've gone for. But if paradise is half as nice. Sarah, is this your inner hippie child beginning to emerge as an inner hippie infant where you think, look, we need to actually bring back the joy of the 60s, not the Vietnam War, not the arms race, and not the civil rights movement. But well, we do the civil rights movement, actually. But we need Amen Corner and If Paradise is Half as Nice.
Well, all those things are true, Alex. But no, I'm going to be a bit theatrical now. This is my theatrical one. I'm an actress, after all. So long before I went to drama school, I was about 15, 16. And I did a play called a play by Stephen Poliakoff called City Sugar. And it's a clever story, and it's set in when Sting was very big, and it's about a radio station. There we go. And it's about a DJ called, now that dates it, a DJ called Leonard Brazil. And he runs a competition in City Sugar, and he gets these two girls who work in a supermarket to enter the competition. And it's quite a psychological play because Nicola, who is the part that I played, is very bottled up and she won't say anything. And she hasn't really voiced any opinions. And it becomes a mission in Leonard Brazil to make her realise that she's got a lot to give and she just doesn't need to stand in a supermarket all day doing nothing. And so she comes into the competition and he wants her to win the competition. And they have to keep making all sorts of things. They may have to make dummies and bring them in, and it gets more and more extreme, and it becomes a mental thing with him as much as her. And this song, I'd never heard it before, and in the show, obviously, they're playing songs, and If Paradise is Half as Nice. And it's a very sad play, really, because she breaks down. She tells about how she went to when she really felt something, which was when she went to a concert to see Sting. And just after that scene, they play If Paradise is Half as Nice. And I love the bit. I think it might be electronically done where the trumpet just pitches up. And I then realized that at the end of that performance, I'd made quite a few people cry. And so therefore, I think that's probably when I knew that to me, acting was going to be the thing I really wanted to do, because the message of the play is that the music got through to this character that she was more than she thought she could be. And I love doing that play. It's a really good play. It's quite dated now. But if paradise is half as nice as the heaven you send me to, I'd rather have paradise. It's just a wonderful, but that guitar, or is it the trumpet? It's a trumpet. It's a trumpet with peaks. It's just so, so satisfying. So when I feel a bit down or when I need inspiring, I listen to that. And that proved to me that actually I could act. That was my theatrical story, but it takes me back to when I was 16.
Sarah, unbelievably, we've reached the end of the first Sound and Sarah's Vision. We've had to scoot through a whole range of other bits of pieces, and there's going to be a challenge at the end for the final thing, because you're going to actually be on the horns of a cleft stick. We've seen Barbara Streisand with The Way We Were, Flanagan and Allen, obviously, Underneath the Arches, Brian Ferry, These Foolish Things, Charles Trenet, La Mer, Kirsty MacColl, Days, Amen Corner, If Paradise Is Half As Nice. And I need to ask you, first of all, which one of that six sextet would you actually say that would be my number one choice? What would be your high scorer from the first six that we've actually had before I ask you to actually decide what we're going to go out with?
I think I'm probably, because I'm so emotional, I need to look after myself. So I would just cry or blub. So I think I'm going to say La Mer, because I am a glass of wine half full, and I think the best is yet to come. So La Mer makes me feel like I'm sailing off into that sea, and that just around the corner there's lots of rainbows to go through. So La Mer.
And we conclude, as I say, with that other big challenge. Is it going to be the Beatles and Here Comes the Sun, or is it going to be Gladys Knight with her version of The Way We Were?
I think we've got to go with Gladys Knight, because the intro to her is, she voice talks, doesn't she, at the very beginning? Try to remember. And
everybody talks about the good old days.
Yes, and that's
someday these will be the good old days.
These will be the good old days. And actually, one of the other tunes that we didn't have, which we might another show, is And When They Ask Us, which is why I chose that. So yeah, try to remember, and try to remember that it's all a lot, there's so much more to enjoy, and there will be. And I am so looking forward to interviewing lots of people with you, Alex, on their journeys and their stories, because I find it quite fascinating, quite fascinating.
Sneak preview of forthcoming Sound and Sarah's Visions coming up there. Sarah Huntley, it is your show. Would you like to say farewell?
Au revoir, mes amis.
Hey, you know, everybody's talking about the good old days, right? Everybody, the good old days, the good old days. Well, let's talk about the good old days. Come to think of it, as bad as we think they are, these will become the good old days for our children. But why don't we try to remember that kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember. And if you remember, then follow. Oh, why does it seem that the past is always better? We look back and we think the winters were warmer, the grass was greener, the skies were bluer, and smiles were bright. Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line? And if we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we? Could we? At the corners of my mind, misty watercolor memories of the way we were. Scattered pictures of the smiles we left behind, smiles we gave to one another for the way we were. Ah, can it be that it was all so simple then? time rewritten every line. And if we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we? Could we? What's too painful to remember? We simply choose to forget. So with the laughter, we will remember. Whenever we remember, the way we were.